Trapped in Tidyland by Pedro Pablo Sacristán. Tidyland was a lovely little model world which Paula Perfect had built with her toys. She was always looking after it and making sure that everything stayed perfectly in its place. She kept the red people in the red houses, the green children playing on the swings in the green parks, and the blue parents talking all day in the blue town square. It was a sweet and perfect little world, and Paula dreamt that one day she might be able to spend a day in Tidyland. Then, having no idea how, her wish was fulfilled, and she woke up one day in the middle of Tidyland, all dressed in pink and made of little toy blocks.
How wonderful!
Everything was just as she had known it. It was really lovely. Paula was completely happy, and after she had gotten over her surprise, she ran to see the swings in the green park. However, before she got there, a giant hand swooped down out of the sky and grabbed her.
Oh, goodness! What's this hand taking me? I wanted to go over there! Why do I have to go back to the Pink Palace?
It took her by the arm and moved her back where she had started from, next to the Pink Palace. Paula was a bit shocked by this, but she managed to put it out of her mind because she caught sight of her beloved red house, and off she went to take a closer look. But again, the big hand came down and put her back by the Pink Palace.
Oh, not the Pink Palace again!
Then a princess came out onto one of the palace's balconies and spoke to Paula.